The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 55. Guard your precious qi. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Episode 55.
Han De 之后，比于赤子，毒虫不是，猛兽不惧，绝鸟不搏，骨若筋柔而卧固。未知聘母之何而锥作，今之至也。终日豪而不煞，何之至也？
One who is well endowed with dour may be likened to a newborn infant. Poisonous insects do not sting him. Ferocious animals do not grab him. Birds of prey do not pounce on him. Bones weak, tendons soft, yet his grip is firm. He knows nothing about sex, yet his penis erects. That is because his essence is in ample supply. He cries all day, but never gets hoarse. That is because he is in perfect harmony.
知和曰长，知长曰明，一生曰祥，心使气曰强，物壮则老，是谓不道，不道早已。
Understanding harmony means knowing the constant. Knowing the constant means enlightenment. Indulging in good life means ill omen. Letting the mind direct qi means using force. Things that resort to force age fast. That is called going against Tao. Going against Tao brings early demise. Innocence is a theme that Lao Tzu returns to on a regular basis. Here he observes a newborn baby, soft and weak, yet their hands are strong. They cry eternally with no apparent hoarseness. The sexual force is strong, and yet they are years away from puberty. They seem also to be immune from so many things, the evils of the world, which he embodies in the attacks by insects, animals, and birds of prey. For Lao Tzu, this infant is strong because of its potential. Its resources are untapped and are an unsquandered life force, the qi energy in all living things. For a sage, there is much to learn from an infant. Draw upon the innocence, the openness to the world around it, the fearlessness, and most importantly, the inner drive, the qi. He warns against squandering it. It's almost as though he is saying that there is a limited amount in our bodies. Use it up, and you will grow old too soon and die young. To go against nature is to use force. Using force goes against the principle of the Tao. Not living according to Tao, he warns, leads to destruction. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.